November 16, Fruitful Friends. John chapter 15, verses 14 to 17. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command, love each other. You are my friends if you do what I command. We prove our friendship with Jesus, just as we prove our love for him by our obedience. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Jesus called his disciples his friends, because he told them all he had learnt from the Father, by which he probably meant all the Father had given him to say. Confidential or intimate information would only be shared with a friend, with someone trustworthy. While Jesus would probably have in mind all he had taught the disciples over their 3 years together, the special focus was on what he had shared that evening. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Friendship between Jesus and the disciples was not their choice. It was Jesus' initiative, and it also involved a commission to go and bear fruit. This would immediately have brought the disciples back in their thinking to the theme of the vine and the branches just before our text here. The function of the branches was to bear fruit for the gardener, the Father. Fruit is best understood as the entire outcome of our life and ministry lived in obedience to Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. The fruit is fruit that will last. The word translated last is used in John's Gospel of the food the Son of Man will give, which lasts to eternal life, of the Son, and not the slave, who has a permanent place in the family, and of Christ, who lasts forever and does not die. So fruit that lasts speaks of the eternal significance of our life and ministry lived in obedience to Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus made this promise to those who go and bear fruit. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is the third of four remarkable promises Jesus makes regarding prayer. In each case, the promise is conditional. Here, the conditions are twofold. One, that the disciples carry out their mission to go and bear fruit. And two, that prayer is in Jesus' name, meaning in line with his desire and purpose to bring glory to the Father. This whole section on the true vine and the branches, chapter 15, verses 1 to 17, concludes with, "This is my command, love each other." The means by which the disciples, the branches, remain in Jesus, the vine, remain in fellowship with him, is through obedience. And the particular aspect of obedience emphasized in this passage is that the disciples had to love each other, in chapter 15, verse 12, and here. Their love for each other was directly related to their mission into the world. The vine produced grapes. That was its purpose. It didn't sit there to be admired, it sat there to produce. The Christian who produces fruit that lasts is the one who remains in Jesus through obedience, and who displays that obedience, especially by the way they love others. Fruit that lasts, that's what we want, and Jesus has given us a clear pathway to achieve it.